I'm Michael O'Malley, and principal of Scolaish and Tibhricán in Gortmore, Rusmuck. I'm here really to talk about our school's connection with Pádraic Pearse. Pádraic MacPearse first came to Rusmuck on the invitation of a predecessor of mine, Pádraic O'Conéile, who was born in Glenamaddy in the 1860s and who taught for 37 years, I believe, in Scolaish and Gortmore. In 1903, then Pádraic MacPearse attended the school. He travelled by train as far as Mamcross and John Tinkert then in as far as Gortmore. He seems to have enjoyed the place anyway and struck up a great friendship with O'Conéile. And he travelled back to visit O'Conéile in Gortmore for many years after that, until eventually he asked O'Conéile to organise the purchase of land so he could build a cottage there, which he did. He brought the land from Janine Vihil Rielish, and that's how the cottage was built and the land was purchased. He spent a lot of time coming to Rusmuck in the intervening years. Before his cottage was built, he stayed with O'Conéile in the teacher's residence in Gortmore. That building now is Connemara Laboratory Solutions. It's a business, but it's still in the same site. And he brought a lot of, I suppose, famous dignitaries that are famous now, like the Plunketts, Liam Mellows, and many, many more. His brother Willie, they all travelled. Owen McNeill, I believe, was there as well. He was fluent enough in Irish when he came. He seems to be a pacifist when he arrived, and by the time he left, he was definitely revolutionary. It's been said that he wrote Donald Ross's oration in Rusmuck. O'Conéile, of course, is a very interesting character. He's one of these forgotten heroes. I never heard of him till I started working in Scabdracon in 2003. But his name kept popping up. Even the old people remembered the teacher from Glenamaddy. He seemed to be highly thought of, highly respected. Nora Nivanian gave an account to write on the Gaeltacht that she's only dead 4 or 5 years, but she was in the school in 1921 when the Black and Tans came into the school, the same school that brought Pádraic Pearse to Rusmuck, looking for the same Mr. O'Conéile. But minutes before they arrived, O'Conéile escaped through the window and vanished, basically. And she gives a wonderful account of the Black and Tans coming in looking for him and being very cross and wearing camouflage gear and being very rude. After he got away, they found his house and burnt it to the ground, Black and Tans. And again, I was fascinated. Why did they hate him so much? And in my research, then I found a piece, an article in the paper where he sued the British state later years and got £500. We've opened a playground beside the school, and it's going to be a community playground. And we're going to name it Gari Cymrychon Pádraic O'Conéile, because that's where he went. Where the playground is now, it's on a hill. That's where he made his escape. And we hope that future generations will regard him as, number one, the person who brought Pádraic Pearse to Rusmuck, and number two, that we'll remember him in their thoughts when they're thinking of that troubling time in our history.